Okay, today's daf is Shvuah daf Mem Vav, and we are on Mem Hey Amid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines up from the bottom. Karbi Rami Brachama. Just one ha'ara on yesterday's discussion, and that is we had the shita of Rav and Shmuel, which the Gemara is going to go back into now. We had the shita of Shmuel up above, and then we had that Rav also agreed to it. And that is our whole discussion of a sachir being nishpa v'notel is only when there were edim for the original hiring. That's where the employer cannot deny the fact that the worker is working for him, and that's why the sachar is nishpa v'notel. But if there were no witnesses about the original hiring, so since he could say, I never hired you in the first place, so he's also believed to say, I paid you what I paid you. So that is the shita of Rav and Shmuel, which we're going to get back into today. But I noted there is a Rashi here that says something interesting. Rashi says, shesachar beidim, Rashi about the sixth skinny line. So what would we have thought Rashi says? That there were edim that saw Reuven hire Shimon. Rashi doesn't just say that. Rashi just says schar be'edim sheyesh edim she'omer lo asei imi malacha hayom b'schar ve'asa imo. Rashi adds in two words. Not only that there were edim that he hired him, but there were edim that he did the work. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, what do you need edim that he did the work for? Why isn't there just a migu that he saw him, that he hired him? That already takes away the fact that he can't say Lohayez Rame Olam. So the Xos explains, it's been Peites in Sif Dalet, that even if there were Edim just on the hiring, but still, he already says the Xos, there is a concept that if somebody goes into my Rishus without permission, and he does work for me, I have to pay him. That's called Yorid L'Toch Sadeh Chaveiro. I'm chayiv, even if he did something good for me. If he did something bad for me, I didn't want to do it. He planted A and I wanted to plant B, so then I might not have to pay him. Or maybe just for his expenses. But the Xos says that's called the principle of Yorei L'Toch Sadeyu. So ask the Xos, because the Pnei Yeshua's question, why couldn't he just see the hiring? So the Xos says that the Takana of Sachir is only if he saw everything. He saw him hire him, and he saw him do the work that he was hired for. That's when there's a special of Takan of Sachir Nishpa V'Notel. If he would have only seen the hiring, but not seen what occurred, so then it would have that status of Yorei L'Toch Sadeyu, but that does, you're normally Chayiv, but there's no special Takan of Nishpa V'Notel in that case. The special din of Nishpa V'Notel has to have everything, Edis on everything, and that's why the maskir wouldn't be able, the employer wouldn't be able to deny. Okay, that's just the Xos. I wanted to add that on to yesterday. Okay, let's continue where we're up to. Kari Rami Rachama Aleid Rav Sheshes. Rami Rachama said about Rav Sheshes, Vayasem David as Hadvarim Ha'ela Bilvavo. And David put these words in his heart. That's just a compliment and a way of saying that he really heard a piece of Torah and he analyzed it. And he tried to find the MS and tried to find the source for it. Meaning, so this statement of Rav and Shmuel that we had, that the whole idea of Sachar, Nishpa v'Notel, is only when there were witnesses. So he thought about it. Da'ashkechei Rav Sheshes l'Amar Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes said to Amar Bar Shmuel, Amar Lei, Tani Mar Midi b'Sachir? Have you seen any Brisos, Mishnayos, Toseftas? Well, you Tani, did you learn anything? Anything about Sachir? Meaning something to back up, to go with the Mishnah? He's basically asking, what about Rav and Shmuel? Is there any Tanaitic source that points in one direction or another, supporting or against Rav and Shmuel? Because it's not in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't say a word about it. So, have you learned anything about Sachir? So, I'm really in, yeah, Tanina. So, interesting. Who does Rami Rachama praise? The questioner. It's not just the one who gives the answer. It's the questioner. Because he's the one that is mevakesh. He's the one that's striving to understand. He might not know every answer, but he wants to and he's trying to get to every answer. So I'm like, Tanina, he says, yeah, we learned it. Where'd we learn it? In the following. Sachir bizmano nishpa v'notel. A sachir, a worker bizmano in the time that he's supposed to get paid. Meaning, let's say he's a day worker and he's asking that night. A night worker, he's asking that day. Right, bizmano is not a week later, but in the proper time. Nishpa v'notel. He's allowed to be nishpa v'notel. L'shvuah d'rabbanan. Ketzad. What's the case? Bizman sha'amar lo sechartani v'lo nasata lischari. If he says, you hired me and you didn't pay me, v'lo omer sechartichah v'nasati lischarech, I paid you already. Right, that's the regular case of Sachir, Nishba v'Notel, not like Rabbi Yehuda, which we had, you had to have Moshe b'Miksas, which we'll get back, we'll get back to that later today. But the regular case of Nishba v'Notel is as an argument. You didn't pay me, I paid you already, so he's Nishba v'Notel. Aval Amar Lo, but in the case of a machlokas about how much the wages were, that's called the machlokas about Kitzitza, Shtayim Katsatzili, you said you're going to pay me two. Valo Amar Lo Katsatzi L'Chai Ala Achas, and he said, no, I only agreed to pay you one. In that case, we don't say Nishba v'Notel. In that case, we say, Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. The worker's got to bring a raya. The only takana drabana of Nishba v'Notel is where there's a denial on the part of the employer. But if the employer admits, but there's just a machlokas about the detail of how much, Hamotzi mechaver olav araya, which we'll get to the svara in a minute. But the Gemara now is medayik. Hamid seifa baraya, if in the seifa, the raya says is beferish, you have to bring a raya. The worker has to bring a raya in order to collect. Ha-resha b'li raya. The resha was just as he swears, it sounds like without a raya. Just he swears and he's no tell. So what do you see from that? In the case of where the guy, the employer says, lo hayez v'rmei olam, the sacher is still nishpa v'notel. 1 minute, didn't Rav Shmuel just say against that? Rav Shmuel says the whole nishpa v'notel takan is only if there were edim that this hiring took place. And this price says, mashba, even if there were no edim that the hiring took place, still he's able to be nishpa v'notel. Kasha on Rav Shmuel. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no kasha. Reisha v'seifa b'raya, even in the reisha of the brisa, in order to swear, he has to bring a raya. But raya de l'shalim k'tani, raya de l'shvua lo k'tani. The brisa only mentions rayos when they are in order to collect payment. So the worker could swear in the seifa and collect. But in the reisha where he's going to swear anyway, didn't mention it. Just mentions the raya in terms of paying, but not the raya, the raya that's mechayiv, the balabayas to pay, and not the raya that is allowing him to swear and then collect. So it only mentions one and not the other. Good. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, shalchu li mibei Rav l'Shmuel. They send from the Rav's yeshiva to Shmuel. Yolamdeinu Rabbeinu, please teach us. Uman Omer Shtaim Katastali. Valo Omer Lo Katastali Lo Chalachas. There's a machlokas about the kitzitza. The worker says, you hired me for two. And the employer says, no, I only hired you for one. Mi Nishba. Who swears? Who swears? The Ritva says, pashtus of this discussion is that somebody swears. That's the assumption of the Bei Rav. In the yeshiva of Rav, they knew that somebody was going to swear. They just didn't know who. Is the balabayas going to swear and only have to pay one? Is the worker going to swear and only have to pay and be able to collect two? Again, our Mishnah, the case of Nishba v'Notel, is not about a machlokas about ketzitza. Nishba v'Notel is about a case of, you hired me, no I didn't hire you. That's the case of Nishba v'Notel. But now we're getting into a different machlokas between employer and employee, and that is the machlokas about kitzitza. The machlokas is, how much is the hiring? So in Bei Rav, in the Yeshiva Rav, they assume that somebody has to swear in that case. They just didn't know who, so that's why they asked Shmuel, mi Nishba. Amar Lahen Shmuel answered them, Bazu, in this case, Yishava balabayas v'yafsid uman. Unlike a case of denial of the hiring, where the employee is nishpa v'notel, Shmuel says, in this case, the balabayas swears that he only hired him for one, the yafsit uman, and the uman loses. Why? Kitzitza vade mitkat kiriyin shi. Employers remember how much they hired him out for. Like we had this yesterday also, in the past couple of days. Certain things people remember, and certain things lo rami inish adaite. So in terms of how much hiring people were hired for, they would for sure remember, and therefore the balabayis is able to swear and be putter. What type of shvu is this? Type of shvu is heses, nishpa v'niftar. That type of shvu. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? V'hatani Rabba Bar Shmuel katzatz ha-motzi mechaber lo varaya. Rabba Bar Shmuel says, no, we have a different price that says, katzatz, if there's a machlok, it's about the ketzitza, about how much the hiring was for. We see Hamotzi Mechaver Lo Varaya, meaning nobody has to swear. Hamotzi Mechaver Lo Varaya. The worker has to bring a raya that it was for two. The Ilomai see raya, and if he doesn't bring a raya paka, then he loses. There's an uprooting of the loss. Like Mar says, Amai. Why is that? Yishav Alabayis, Biafsid Uman. Didn't Shmuel just say that the Balabayis should swear? And the Uman loses. Why do we see Hamotzi Mechaver Lo Varaya, and therefore nobody swears? So Amar of Nachman, you're right, Litzad and Ktani. Really, you have to reinterpret this last brisa. Oh, what does it mean? Hamos mechol of a raya. It means as follows: O maybe raya v'yito. Either the uman brings a raya and he takes, meaning Hamos mechol of a raya. Oh, Yishev Balabayas v'yafsid uman, or the Balabayas swears, meaning work Shmuel's din into the brisa. Right, that's what it means. It means the worker brings a raya, or the Balabayas swears and is pater from the larger amount. Well, we mentioned in the past 2 points about Hamos Mechalav Araya. Always good to mention them again. Hamos Mechalav Araya is one of the two places in Shas, one of the two halachos in Shas, where it says, Lamali Kras Svarahu. Right, not to go into the whole Arichos again, but just keep that in mind, by Hamos Mechalav Araya in Baba Kama Daf Mem Bav, and by Pesha Asur or Pesha Hitir, Ksubis Daf Chav Beis, those are the two principles in Shas, where the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara brought a psukim in each of these cases. Isn't it a svara? And the Gemara ended up saying, you're right. So, Lamaisa, this principle of Amos Berchalav Araya is a svara on a Daraisa level. Because the Gemara says, you don't even need a pasuk to teach me this, it is a svara. What does the svara translate into? That is a discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Chanan discusses this in a few places, both in Kovet Sa'aris on Yevamis and in Kovet Shiurim, which we'll relate to Beis Hashem a little bit later. And that is, how do we look at the principle of Amos Berchalav Araya? Is that what we call a din vadai, mishum birur? If I have something, it's vadai mine? Or, I'm not 100% sure, but I'll keep it, unless somebody else has a better proof to uproot it from me. Right, but I'm the muchzak, so I keep it. Right, big nafkaminis. Could I go marry somebody with this item that is under argument? But I get to keep it because I'm the muchzak. If it's a lulav, could I use it for lachem? Different nafkaminis, if whether it's a din vaday or a din safik. Again, but that's a mosav mechaver alav araya.
Is
the shvua mode b'miksas? Or the employee, the balabai is a shvua. Okay, so that's a machlokas here. Tosfos says it is mazim b'miksas. Other Rishonim say not. Right? I said it's a hesis. Tosfos here said it is a case of mazim b'miksas. But look at the Rif and the Ramban. They're not 100% clear about that. Okay, but you're right. Let's assume it's mazim b'miksas. Meisvei vaitin. Let's go next case. Hanosein talisa l'uman. If somebody gives their talis to an uman. So now a different kind of case. Right, similar, but a different details. If I give a talus to a worker in order to fix, I gave in my talus because the edges were getting loose. So uman omar kasatzi lishtayim, the worker says, you said you're going to pay me two for the talus to fix it. V'alo omar lo kasatzi l'chalachas. And he says, no, I only said I'll pay you one. So, again, machlokas. Kol zman shetalus b'yad uman, as long as the uman still has the talus in his hands, he didn't give it back to the owner yet. Al balabayis la viraya. So the uman is called the muchzak. This is based on the principle elsewhere. Uman kone b'shevach kli. When an uman fixes something or even makes something, he is quasi kone it. And when he gives it back to the original owner, he's like being makne it back to him. So he is the muchzak. The uman is the muchzak. So until he gives it back, the balabayis has to bring the raya that he would only pay one. And until that point, the uman is able to keep it. Nasnolo, but once the uman gave it to the balabayas, then it depends. Bizmano, if he's asking for the payment on time, nishbevenotel, that he swears and takes. Avarsmano, but if it's later, hamotze mechaber lava raya, then he has to bring the raya. Says the Gemara, though, bizmano mi nishbevenotel. But what does it say? If he gave it back already and it's bizmano, he's nishbevenotel, but am I? Yishbevenotel balabayas v'yafsud uman. 1 second, why should he be nishbevenotel? The balabayas should swear. Right, this is a machlokas about ketitza. Not a machlokas about total denial like the Mishnah says. Right, Shmuel says when it's a machlokas about ketitza, the balabai swears. Another question. So, Amar v'nachem b'yitzchak, hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. To Amar calls mancha shvua note, it's a balabayis, sachinish rabbinotel. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that whenever a balabayis has to take a shvua daraisa, that's where the chachamim took the shvua and threw it onto the sacher and said nishba v'notel. They uproot the daraisa b'shev al tasa and they say that the sacher could be nishba v'notel. So that's this brisa. This brisa says nishba v'notel, but Shmuel would all have the chachamim, and the chachamim say that no. Every time there's ketzitz, machlokas about ketzitza, the balabais is the one that swears. There's no sacher swearing nishba v'notel. So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. So Gemara says, hey Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda is being referred to here? That holds that whenever you have a shvua, modu b'miksas, on the balabayis, you throw it onto the socher. So there's a Rambam to talk about, but we're in the middle of a sentence here, so we've got to finish the sentence. The sentence doesn't really finish until the two dots, 10 lines from now. So which Rabbi Huda are we talking about that we just explained that takes the modem mixas and throws it onto the socher? Elaim Rabbi Huda demaslisan, is it the Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah that we had right yesterday? So achmure kamachmir. No, it doesn't work because in the Mishnah he's being machmir. Tisan Rabbi Huda omer acha de sham mixas hoda. What does that mean? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda is being machmir on the sachir. The Tanakama holds that a sachir, a worker, is always nishba v'notel, and Rabbi Huda says no, only if the balabais is modem mixas, only then is the sachir nishba v'notel. So the Mishnah is machmir on the sachir. So says the Gemara, in our context, Rabbi Huda is being mako. He's allowing the sachir to be nishba v'notel in a case of ketzisa. So ask the Gemara, that can't be the Rabbi Yehuda that we're talking about. Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying, this case of Rabbi Yehuda, who's allowing him to be Nishma ben Otel, he's being Mako, but in our Mishnah, he's the Machmir one. So it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda. The Maskanit is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to be. And there's just different Svaras in each of the cases. But the Gemara at this point is thinking, you can't have one Machmir and one Mako. So Ella must be a different Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa. Must be the Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa as follows. Titania, the Braisa says explicitly, Sachir, calls manchelo over a loves mano as long as it's in the proper time of collecting. Hareis in nishpav notel, he can be nishpav notel. The imlav, and if it's too late, in nishpav notel, then it's not nishpav notel because we assume the balabais is then telling the truth. The amar Rabbi Yehuda, ema sai bezman shamar lo tein li schar chamishim dinar sheish li biyotcha. When do we say this halachas apply? When he says, "Give me the 50 dinar," the amar is kabbalt me in dinar zav, and the balabai says, "I already paid you half." Osha amar lo, or Shtayim katzatzta, or the worker says, you said you'll pay me two. He said, they only said, I'll pay you one. That's where nishpav notel. So you see, beferish. It's a case of ketzitza, and the Yehuda say nishpav notel. This is the Rabbi Yehuda we're talking about. But if the employer said, I never hired you, or I hired you and paid you already, anyway, that's the Rabbi Yehuda that we were referring to, because that's the Rabbi Yehuda of ketzitza, that says, nishpa v'notel. Says the Gemara, 1 minute now, though. 1 minute, though, now. Maskav l'Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Rav Idi, el ha-katzat Rabbi Yehuda Hibla Rabbanan. So this sheet of ketzitza that holds nishpa v'notel, when there's a machlokas about ketzitza, how much the wages were, that's only Rabbi Yehuda? So then, now we're asking, what? It's a Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa versus Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. But it doesn't work. We found the Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa, but once Machmir was Meiko. Back to the original question. Hashta hechi de Machmir Rabbi Yehuda mikili Rabbanan. Hecha de Meiko Rabbi Yehuda Machmir Rabbanan? How does that make sense? How do the two Rabbi Yehudas, the two Chachamans, fit in? The Elamai Rabbanan, you want to say what? Ketzitza is better to be the Rabbanan sheet than our Rabbi Yehudas? Elohadatani Rabbi Rashmuel, Katat, Amosa Mechaber Lavaraya, Mani, Lor Rabbi Yehuda Vlor Rabbanan. If you want to see the Rabbanan agree that by Emachlok is about Ketzitza, Nishma v'notel, then there's nobody who says the other Abraisa that says you say Amos Mechadero. So you have to say that she does the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Lamaskana, they do go in opposite directions. Meaning, just think about it. It's not just it's two cases. In the case of Kitsitsa, the Rabbanan say Hamos Mechavaraya. And Rabbi Yehuda says Nishma v'notel. And in the case of the Mishnah, the regular case where the worker says, you didn't pay me, and the employer says, I paid you, then the Chachamim say, Nishma v'notel, and Rabbi Yehuda says, only if he's modem mixas. He's the Machmir one. But there are Svaris. It's going in the opposite direction. One's Machmir, one's Meiko, but there are two Svaris. As follows, Elam Arava B'Hakim Eflugi, Rabbi Yehuda Saba, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Bidda Oraisa of Dulei Takanta L'Sachir. Whenever there's a Shvua da Oraisa, then the Rabbanan could take that da Oraisa and switch it. They can switch it. You have a shvua modem mixas? Okay, we'll put it on the sachir. That's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Ubidirabanan havitakanta. But in a drabanan context, where there's only a shvua drabanan, Rabbanan aren't going to take that away and take it another step. But takanta takanta lo avdinan. They're not going to take that the next step. And therefore, nishpa v'notel, says Rabbi Yehuda, is only in a case where there is a shvua d'oraisa, and the Rabbanan can switch it. The Rabbanan savri, no, but the Rabbanan ami avdina takanta lo sachir. The Rabbanan say, no, even if the Baal HaBayis is kofar bakol, so what? They can still be nishma v'notel. It doesn't matter. The ketzitza midkar dachir. Aye, why do they say Moshe Mechaber Elav Araya in the ketzitza case? Because they say the Baal HaBayis remembers why he hired workers. So therefore, that wouldn't be a case of Nishba v'Notel. Good. Just one Rambam I wanted to mention in this context before we continue, and that is the Rambam in Hilchas Schiras. The Rambam writes a line which the Achronim try to figure out what he meant. The Rambam says in Yud Aleph Ches, he quotes our case of Nishba v'Notel, if you give a talis to an Uman, the Uman says, you said you're going to pay me two. He says, you pay me one. If the talis is by the Uman is believed. And if not, then the Balabais is believed. And the Imlo Hevi Raya, the Rambam ends off, Yishava Balatalis Hesis, Oshuas Atorah Imhodeh B'miksas, Kedik Kolatainos. If he, the worker, does not bring a Raya that he has to get paid too, then the Balatalis swears that he only hired him to pay him one, and he's Pater. And then the Rambam ends off four words. She'ein ze kidin hasachir. Because the situation of an Uman is not the same as a Sachir. An Uman who was given a talis, a worker, is not the same as a Sachir, somebody who was working in my property. And the Magen Mishnah already notes, where does the Gemara doesn't make any chilukim. The Gemara here seems to parallel Uman and Sachir. So it's unclear. It's Sarach Ian. Sarach Ian, I don't know where, what this chiluk is. So the Beis Yosef in Simen, where's the Beis Yosef in Simen? Peites, I think it's Peites, yes, on the here somewhere. Yeah, in Simon Peites, the Beis Yosef says that no, there's a difference between a Sachar and an Uman, because what's the whole principle of Nishba v'Notel? It's Kedei Chayav, we mentioned yesterday. Because this Sachar needs his Parnassah, and it's Kedei Chayav. So that only applies to a Sachar, not to an Uman. An Uman has a lot of things that come to him, and the assumption of the Rambam is that only a Sachar who hires himself out has the reasons of Kedei Chayav, but not an Uman. Good. So that is all the first case of the Mishnah, the case of Hasachir. Now we get into the next case of Nigzal. What is the case of Nigzal? So remember the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said somebody walks into somebody else's Rishus to take a mashkon without permission. And there were witnesses. So Nigzal, case of two witnesses saw him go into his friend's house. So the Gemara says, V'dimalo Mishkano. One second. Two witnesses saw a man go into his friend's house. That's all they saw? So how could he be declared an exile? They didn't see anything else. Besides, he walked into his friend's house. Milo Amar of Nachman. And even if he said that he was going to go take a mashkon, is that enough? Milo Amar of Nachman. Did Rav Nachman say, Hai man denokit narga biyade? Somebody who has an axe in his hand. V'amar, and he says, Ezo ve'ektale ledikla deplanya. I'm going to cut down so-and-so's tree. And that's all the witnesses saw. And then the next day, you know what you found? You found so-and-so's tree cut down. V'ishtakach dekatel v'shadi. So, do you say vada that he did it? Lo amrina dehu katzlei. You don't say for sure that this guy did it. The witnesses didn't see it. Right? All they saw this guy say, I'm going into so-and-so's house to get a mashkon. They didn't see anything, and they saw him go into the house. That's it. Do you know vada that he took it? Alma, what do you see from there? Because the fact that you don't assume the guy cut down the tree, avid inish to gazim below avad. People exaggerate, and they don't always act on their proclamations. So achanami to gazim below avad. See here too. So why do we say call this guy all of a sudden an exile and a gazlan, and we let this nigzal be nishma v'notel? Who says that he did anything? Who says? The Meiri says, I'm not so comfortable with the dimyon. How could you compare? Says the Miri, Shema Tomar, Ma Dimyon Ben Zulazu. Shel Garzen Lo Ra'u Nichnas Besada. Shadeka Besocho. In the case of the axe, did they see him go into the field? Pashas not. They just saw the guy, I'm going to cut that so-and-so's field. Here they saw him walk into the house. So maybe you can't compare the cases. So the Miri then has two deos. He says, unless you say, even if they saw him walk into the field, he's Pater. A. Or, he says, no. He says, Yish Cholkimba, El Kosher Re'u Chayiv Hover Re'inu Kinesaso, Vixis Zadekel, Avozesh Nichnas Lamashkin in Aron Machisar Beinenu. He says, even if you want to say you're putter by going into the field, here, there's something else. Even if you say you're Chayiv, if they saw him go into the field, I'm sorry. If you say Chayiv, here, even, it's not parallel to walking into the house. Because even if walking into the house, they didn't see him come out with anything. So there's still a lack. There's still something missing in the case. Therefore, you should be potter, says the Meiri. Let's do the answer, and then we'll talk about a lot of halacha lemaisa cases that come up along the way. The word says, Emo Mishkano. Okay. Adam saw him take something out. He saw him take out the mashko, and that's what you have to say. That's why he's in exile. So the Gemara says, Velechzi, my Mishkano. So what do you have the whole shvua for? Nishba v'notel, let the Adam testify what he took. No, it was only stuff under the jacket. They saw his jacket bulging. So they saw something was under it, but they didn't know exactly what was under it. Period. Our Geras is a new statement of Amar of Yehuda, so we will stop here. So let's just say, just a comment on that last line, and then we'll go back to the previous line. They see Kalim under his jacket. There is a Rambam. Machlokas Rambam in the Tur. The Rambam says, in Gezela, Dalid, a startling halacha that we probably would not have said. Ra'u Edim sheniklas l'mashkon es chaveiro. Edim see somebody going to their friend's house to take a mashkon. V'lo ra'u be'esha yatsa. They didn't see when he left. Oshe yatsa ve'in yiratachas knaf of klum. Or he left and they didn't really see anything under his jacket. U'balabayas toein ve'omer kach v'kach natal. The balabayas says he took such and such. Afilu omar me'olam lo nechnasti. Even if he says, I never went into his house. Shahari machesh esa edim, which is totally against the edim, so I'm going to his house. The edim, so I'm going to his house. They didn't see him go out with anything, or they didn't see anything under his jacket. The alibi says he did. And the guy says, I never went into his house. Harei ze pater. He's pater, even though he mamish contradicted, he was contradicted by edim. Sheim omar nechnasti velo natalti nishpashvos hasesh shalom adaklon beholech. Because he has a way to be pater anyway. He could have said, yeah, I went in, but I didn't take anything. So the fact that he said, I never went in, even though it's against witnesses, it's still okay. She'efsha she'yikanes ligzol v'lo gazal. Maybe he went in and he didn't take anything. So he has a migu. He has a migu that he could have said the other claim, and therefore you accept this claim. This Rambam seems to connect to the big sugya in migu and the achronim. What exactly how does migu work? Does migu work because really I must be telling the truth, or it's just, because I could have said another claim, I must be telling the truth, or just what's called koach hataina. I give the power of the other claim. Not dafka that this one is true, but I give the power of the other claim. Here, this claim is 100% wrong. You can't take it literally, what he said. It's going against witnesses, unless you reinterpret his words. So maybe this Rambam points into the koach hataina claim. Maybe, of you. Anyway, this is what the Rambam says. The Tur argues. The Tur in Siman Tzadik says, of course the Rambam's wrong. How can you say this? He's against the witnesses. He says, the Torah says, "V'yire shekiva she'edem achishin also eino neman od b'shvua." Al Abayis says, "Rav Notel says the Beis Yosef, what's the machlokas about? The machlokas seems to be whether they consider this a migu b'makom edim. There are edim here, but they didn't testify that he did something wrong. So that seems to be the machlokas whether this is considered a migu b'makom edim. But let's go back to the previous line for a minute, and that is, what's the principle here? Avid inish degazim v'lo avid." People are... Sharm Sarin Balacha is on the desk inside. Avid inish degazim below avid. So a person is exaggerates below avid, and sometimes he doesn't actually do. So this is... start with the Tosfos. Tosfos already says, avid inish degazim. Pirish buro keach, dafka bistam adam. Thank you. Dafka bistam adam. It's only when do we say a person exaggerates and says things and doesn't fulfill? That's only by a regular person. But if you have somebody who's muchsak to say crazy things and then do them, then you got to believe he's going to do them. V'cheinire, says Tosfos, I like that too. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva, in Siman Kufpe Aleph, if there's somebody who's always an anas, a wild and crazy person, always damages things and does things, and he says he's going to do it, then you don't say avid inish to gazim, v'lo avad. Then you apply the principle of hashkim lahargacha, right? The bala harga, hashkim lahargo, right? You got to protect yourself. Right, this principle of avinash gazim is only in a case where all other things are equal. The Berhetiv also quotes this in Hilchas Mekach Umemkar. In the context, the Shulchan Aruch talks about people who are forcing other people to sell things. The Berhetiv says, "Mi onira," it's a simen reish hay in Choshe Mishpat. "Mi onira de hakol lefi reos eni hadayan." The judge has got to look at the specific case. Im hamagazim hu gever alim umuchsak b'kach la'anas habrios v'yesh koach b'yado lasos kein v'hu ragil b'kach lo amrinan b'kayotzi b'zeh arvid inish degazim v'lo avid. Right? This is a very halachal ma'isa case. Whenever somebody says something and then you want to know, A, do you have to try to prevent him from doing it? Or B, once something is done, do you assume that he did it? So that is a discussion, and it all starts with this Tosfos here, that you don't say it by somebody who's mufsak lakach. There is a very tragic discussion in the Nodav Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer. Nodav Yehuda writes in a tshuva in Evena Ezer, Simen
Mem Dalid, where somebody says, you can apply this halacha maisa, somebody says he's going to kill himself. Somebody says, I'm going to commit suicide, Rahman al-Islam. And then later that day, they find a body in the river, unidentifiable. And then the guy is missing. Do we assume that his wife could get remarried? No, the Behuda Paskins Lakula. And this is what happened. If there's a simin beguf, betzirat fias ayin, and he's wearing his own begadim, even though sometimes we were choshesh for maybe he's wearing borrowed clothing, but you could assume this, with all the case, you could assume this is what occurred. Achsam Sofer says, based on our Gemara, it's not true. Of an interesting gazim lo avad. Our Gemara. You can't assume that he did it. Or Rahman al Islan. I mean, this is, besides the case, let's say you know it's the guy's body. Do you have to assume that he committed suicide? Maybe somebody pushed him into the river. What if you find a note? Somebody left a note, and then you find that did they jump? Were they pushed? Something like that. Rahman al-Islam, you do bury him in a Jewish cemetery. I mean, la maisa, we usually say that all these people are sick. So therefore, there's no ma'abed asmul adas, really, bizman azeh, because we give them all the proper burial rites. Anyway, but Meikra Hadin, is a big discussion whether you apply Ovid Inish to Gazim below Ovid in these contexts, in these tragic contexts. Okay, Amar of Yehuda, bottom line. Says the Gemara, Ra'uhu Shehitman Kelam Tachas Knafav. V'yatza. What if it's in a case where somebody goes out of somebody's house and you see there are Kelam under there? You see he has stuff under his jacket and he went out. V'amar Lukuchan Embiyadi. He says, no, I bought these. He sold them to me. He's not believed. What kind of trickster is this? He has stuff under his shirt. That's what you have it under his shirt for. So he's not believed. So before we get to the next Gemara, let's just do one more point on the bottom here. Tosfos, important Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's the case? What's the case of Hitman Kalim Tachas Kanafav? So Tosfos says, Vihikiru, bottom Tosfos, Vihikiru ha'eda b'miksasam. The Edom saw some of them sticking out of the jacket. Right? Let's say they see a basketball. And he is saying, no, the Baal Bais is saying, no, he took more. So the Baal Bais is saying that he took two things. And the Edom are saying he took one thing. So what's the halacha here? He's not believed. Eino Neman. He's not believed. And therefore, what's the case? What's the halacha here? Right, Rashi says, on the bottom, so he is not believed. Rashi says on top, here's the Rashi, I'm sorry, I was looking for it, afilu b'shvua. He's not believed even with a shvua, and the Baal HaBayis is able to take. The Baal HaBayis is able to take it. There's no shvua involved in this case. Asks Tosfos, isn't this a raya against Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa? What's Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa? Whenever you say Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, Rabbi Chiya Bas Raisa. Dav Gimel and Dav Dalet Bav Metzia. You have the two Rabbi Chiyas. Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa is the halacha of, if Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100. And Shimon says, I owe you nothing. And there are witnesses that say he owes him 50. So instead of Modu Miksas based on Hodas Piv, is Modu Miksas based on Edom. Again, Reuven says, you owe me 100. Shimon says, I owe you 0. And Reuven has Edom at least on 50. So that's Rabbi Chiya that you're for sure chayiv. Why should Edom be worse than Hodas Piv? That's Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. Ask Tosfos, our Gemara is a case of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. Why? Because the Baal HaBayis is saying, you stole two things from me. The guys in the Edom are saying he stole one thing, and there's no Shvua. Right? So if you think about it, it's like Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. So Tosfos says, so right, we don't pass on like Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. Right? You gotta have shas on your fingertips and in your head to put it together. After you think about it a little bit, you're like, yeah, this is the case of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. He's Edom on the mode of Amixas. But Tosfos had it. So he says, first, is this against Rabbi Chiya? And then Tosfos says on the third wide line, maybe not. Maybe the case could be where he already returned the part that was sticking out of the Edom's talked about. So there's no mode of Amixas, it's covered by Kol. Meaning what? That's Rabbi Chiya Bas Raisa. That's the case of Halach, if you're familiar with the beginning of Bamatsiya. What's the other Rebbe Chiya Bas Raisa? So it's a raya to the other Rebbe Chiya. The other case is where Reuven says, you owe me 100. Shimon says, no, I only owe you 50. Here it is. And he gives it to him right away. So is that Modu B'Miksas or not? Or do you call that Kovar Bakol? Because already the 50 is finished, because he already has it in front of him. So again, that's the borders on the Rebbe Chiya Bas Raisa, but that's an important Tosfos that gets us thinking into the beginning of Maseches Bamatsiya. Okay, let's get back to this case, though. So again, what's the case? If I go into your house and I go out with something under my jacket and I say I bought it, I am not believed. The Balabais is believed. So what are the next five lines doing? We are going with Rashi's Pshat. There are many ways of reading the Gemara in the Rishonim. Rashi Pshat, that the five limitations coming up are limitations on the Ne'amanus of the Baal HaBayis. V'lo Amran, el de Baal HaBayis, Shena Asu Lim Kar Kelov. When do we say the Baal HaBayis is believed? When it's somebody who doesn't usually sell things from his house. That's why he's believed. And this guy who took it under his jacket is not believed. But if the Baal HaBayis is somebody who usually sells stuff, then the worker is, then the quote-unquote ganav, or no-tell, is believed. Number one. Number two. Also, he's only, the Baal HaBayis is only believed where it's something that's not normally hidden. So why is this guy hiding it? He obviously has something to hide. But if something is usually, you hide it, right, some private item, so then the worker, then the no-tell is believed. Three. Also, the Baal HaBayis is only believed if it's a man who usually doesn't hide everything. It's not such a private guy. But if it's a private guy, then there's no reyasa, and the no-tell is believed. Number four. Also, he's only believed if he says, the no-tell says I bought it, and the Baal HaBayis says, no, I lent it to you, but it's mine. But if the Baal HaBayis is saying, you stole it from me, so then he does not have the power to call somebody a ganef. You can't be machzuk somebody a ganef. And therefore, he would not be believed in that case. That is limitation number four. And number five, and then we'll go back. And this whole discussion is only by items that are usually lent or rented out. But by something that is not normally lent out or rented out, so then we say that the he is believed. He is believed. Okay, so those are the five limitations. So again, according to Rashi, all of these are five limitations. The Baal HaBayis is believed only if, go through each one, only if it's something that's not normally sold, and it's not something usually hidden, he's not a tsanua person, the Baal HaBayis says, I lent it to him, and it's kelim that are usually lent out. So those are the five tsna'im that the Baal HaBayis would need to be believed. I mentioned the Rabbi Chanan on Amud Aleph, but I'm going to get back to it. I'll mention it now on Amud Beis. Rabbi Chanan in the Chelek Beis of Kovet Shirim in Siman Tes, he talks about Din of Muchzak. So it says Rabbi Chanan, Hada Amrinan, Chazaka Komashe Biyado Hu Shalo. The reason that we say that anything that is in a person's hand, we assume is his, Hu Shalo, Hatamu, why is that? If I'm holding something, who says it's mine? Because the Tfisaso Mochachas, the Me'ayin Baliado. His tefisa is muchach. Where else did he get it from? Kivan da'achzuke in shibagan velo machzakinon. Our Gemara. We don't assume people are ganavim. And you can't claim somebody's a ganav without proof to it. We don't assume people are ganavim. So therefore, if you're holding something, that itself is a raya that it is yours. Because how else did you get it? It's a reflection that you must have gotten it in a mutter way. And that's why Rabbi Chanan says, "Veheicha deleka hochacha me'atvisa." Let's say in a case where there is no raya from your holding it, kugon begodros. What if you have animals that are always running away from their owners? So the fact that it's in your property doesn't mean anything. Maybe the animal came in by itself. O b'dvar ma'asuin lahashu lahaskir, or by items that are always lent out. So if you have it, somebody lent it to you. So lo mahani tvisa. So in that case, tvisa won't help. The mukminan lebecheskas marakama. Right, because then you go by Cheskas Marakama in that case. Then he goes into Afal Pikein, maybe Cheskas Marakama shouldn't be as strong as Muchzak. He quotes Raya's backs and back and forth. But again, that is, it is an important piece in Rabbi Chanan to keep in mind in Siman Tes in the second volume of Kovet Shiur. Good, one more line. Back to the, yeah?
Does that mean that if it's Tormos from Hashul Haskir that he could assume he's a god?
If it's a davar she'ein asuyin, then you can assume that he stole it.
Right.
Meaning the Baal HaBayis is believed in a case where it's asuy lahashu lahaskir.
Right.
Okay, and that the Gemara brings a riot to that last one. Ki ha de Rava, because what did Rava do? Afik zuga de sarbala v'safra da gadatam yasmi. Rava took away scissors and svarim of Agadata from orphans. Bidvarma asuyin lahashu lahaskir. Items that are asui, that to be lent out, he took it away from the Yesomim. Took it away from the Yesomim. What do you mean? If the father was here, he would claim something. Ah, you must be. Even if the father was here, he would not be believed. That I took it, it's mine. No. This is Davar Asui Lahashi Olaskir, and the Balabayas Lachora has some type of raya that it was his beforehand. But if I have a sefer in my Rishos, you can't just come and say it was mine. Maybe we have a raya that a father took it out of the Balabayas' Rishos. But either way, the fact that we don't taina for the Asomim is a raya that even if the father was here, we would not believe him. Why Dafka Sifrei Agadata? Why Sifrei Agadata? Why not Sifrei Halacha? So Rashi says, in the middle of Rashi Miyasmi, Vidafka Sifrei Da'agadata, Dafka those, She'ein Adam Asui L'mo Mehem Tadir. People don't learn Agadata so much. People are learning Lundus and Halacha. People don't learn Agadata so much. Aval Shar Svarim, Einim Asui L'ashu L'askir, but others, that's why people will lend it out. They don't learn Agadata so much, people will lend it out. But things that people learn always, Aval Shar Svarim, Einim Asui L'ashu L'askir. My Gemaras, I don't lend those out so often. Right, I am always learning them. Halavai. So, and therefore, those are not asul hashul haska. Why the fisha miskalkulin? Because they get ruined the more you use them, and therefore that is other svarim are not asui lahashil ulahaskir. That's where Rashi ends off his Dibur Maskil. V'chein kibalti mirab Yitzchak Halevi. Rashi quotes one of his rabbeim. But that is what Rashi says. Only Sifrei Agadata, which is not something that's normally commonly learned, but people are more into focus on halacha, but not the Sifrei Agadata. Are you allowed to borrow somebody's sefer if they didn't give you permission? That's what this is talking about. Rashi sounds like no. Rashi sounds like only if it's something that people don't usually use, but it sounds like other things will get ruined. So if you look in the Ramah, two Ramahs. First Ramah is in Hilchos Tzitzis, talking about borrowing a talus. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar Lito Talus Chaver V'Lavarech Alav. You could take your friend's talus and even make a bracha on it. You've got to fold it the same exact way as it was folded. We've quoted a long time ago. First, see the Ramah. Who had in betfilin? So too with tefillin. Tefillin also get borrowed. So there's a big tshuva that Tzitzis Eliezer, important tshuva, where he's mechalik between tzitzis and tefillin. He says tefillin for four reasons. I don't remember all the reasons. For four reasons, might be worse than tzitzis. Tefillin go on your body. Tefillin, the size gets messed up if you put it on your head and you have a bigger or a smaller head and you adjust it, you try to get it back. For a couple of reasons, people are more machped about their tefillin than about their talus. So it could be that, no, it's not so clear, this extension that the Ramah says. The Shulchan Aruch says you can take the talus, and the Ramah says not the tefillin. But then the Ramah adds, Avol osur lilmod misvarim shel chaveiro shel bo daito. It's osur to take your friend's farm without permission. Why? The chashina shema yikra usam belimudo. Because you're worried, you might rip him. Like Rashi here says, you might rip him. So you're not allowed to take him, says the Ramah. Rab Mishnah Berurah, afilu bakroi ba'alma, even for not kvikiyas, even bakroi. The chashina shema yikra ben arbeya, she is karo mirov shimush. The olam noagin, the Mishnah Berurah continues, quoting the Prima Gadim, va'olam noagin kishemosin siddur tefillah o machzar, if you find the siddur or machzar in the Beis HaKnesset, shalokan also kishis ba'alabo, ve'eini yodeya heter lazeh. The Mishnah siddur misvarim. So the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Prima Gadim, no way out. Period, no way out. Feeling the Berheti, he quotes the other Ramah. Right, the other Ramah is in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Reit Sadik Beis. Im hifket etzal Tamar Chacham Svarim, if somebody gave Tamar Chacham Svarim to watch, mutu lomo mehem, he's allowed to learn them because you got to assume that if you give it to Tamar Chacham, he's not going to be able to hold back. He's going to have to learn them. Shach and the Taz discuss it there, but that is the other Ramah. Halacha L'maisa, is this where it ends? So you got to look at the Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos, now there's one of Chelek Aleph, wonderful. Piskei Tshuvos says, on that Mishnah Berurah, Amnon Lamaisa Nira, quoting Achronim, Likutim Maharich, and others, Ben Chas Yitzchak, Lamaisa Nira, She'ein K'peidas HaShulchan Aruch V'Aposkim, Ela Bizmanehem, Shelo Haya Hadfus Matsui. Even in the days of the Ramah, Sfarim weren't so common. Weren't so common, weren't so cheap. Just buy another one in the store. Less man to cup it all zeh. Pashtus people won't mind if you use their svarim as long as you're careful with it. This is the Minchas Yitzchak and Lahoras Nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner. Shar Sfarim Shal Anashim Pratiim, Hanusa Beis Medrash, somebody's private sefer, or Shar Makom Siburiim, or other public places, unless you see in big letters, also Rish Tamej Bili Rishus. Is it your sefer? It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu sefer. Mutim Tot Alamis. Okay, fine. But you gotta come on, also Rish Tamej. Right, unless somebody's got had a previously bad experience. So I always think when I see the Asur L'Shtameshes. But anyway, so it says the Pesukei Tshuvos. But if Hadas no senes lomar sha'bayla mishirim b'kavana ekev kinim svarim yikarim, why did they leave them in the Beis Medrash? Why must be that they're not so valuable that they're not worried about them? Stam havi kamisha pirishin a makpet ala iyun b'hem v'daitet tohachim mishirim sham avtavkel inyak roa. You can't like use it for the year, right? Without permission. If you use it for a year, you should probably ask the person. He says at the end, Lamaisa, if you rip it, you got to pay for it. If you rip it, that's the understanding. People are in Nichol, Inish, Lameve, Bisim, B'mamone, but Pashtus is that you would have to pay for it if something rips, and if it's your fault, if it's your Pshia. Okay, interesting discussion of using somebody's Svarim without permission. Vaiter, Amar Rava, we're in the middle now. Amar Rava, Rashi says this Amar Rava is going back on the Mishnah. Going back on the Mishnah, the regular case of Nishma Benota. Nishma Benota by the case of Nigzal. Okay, you see somebody going to your house. Afila Shomer Nishma. Even if the Balabais wasn't there, the Shomer was there. Right, the Shomer was there. He saw the guy come in, he also could be Nishma Benota for the Balabais. Afila Ishtosh Shomer Nishma. Even the Ishtosh Shomer. Great language of the Rabbeinu Hananel here. Look at the last few skinny lines. Rabbeinu Hananel says, "Kol shekein ishto shel nigzal, dekai malan shlucho shel adam kemoso, v'hani b'makam hanigzal omdin ukeilu hein hanigzalin." Wow. He doesn't just say they could take the shvuah and nishma v'notel. It's as if they're nigzal. It's a very strong formulation of shmira. Of Shmira, of Ishto Shel Shomer, very strong formulation. Kilu Hein HaNigzalin. That's the Shomer. Boy Ref Papa, Schir V'Lakito Mai. What about a Schir V'Lakito? Means not a Shomer, but somebody who's working in my house. Let's say I have some workers in my house. Are they allowed to, and they happen to have seen it. Are they allowed to? They're not me, they're not Kilu. Maybe that's why the Rabbeinu Hananel says it. Because what's the suffix then? If it's just about somebody who saw it, so anybody could have seen it. So maybe that's why Dafka emphasizes these are nigzalin. The shomer is in place, and the wife is in place of the person himself. So schir v'lakito my teku. No answer given. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says that no shvu is taken, right? Because there's a suffix about the takanas. So no shvu is taken. The Magen Mishnah says though it's interesting because most of the time when there's a suffix about mamonis, the Rambam paskins suffix hamos mechalav araya v'im tafas lo mafkinan. But if the guy grabs it afterwards, the other guy, the victim, he's allowed to keep it. Because it's a suffix. He's saying, must be chavero both sides, whoever has it. He doesn't say that here. The Baal Gemara says, you know why? Because usually by a suffix mamon, you always say muchsak. But here it's a suffix takana. When you say a suffix takana, you say no takana. Suffix takana doesn't say at suffix takana, we're not sure if they did it or not. Suffix takana, we say no takana, and therefore we would say tafas mafkinon mine. We wouldn't say tafas lo mafkinon mine, like other cases of suffix. So this is a suffix of Schir V'Lakito. Atzilah Sharam Sianan Balacha quotes one of the Achronim who says there's a suffix here about Schir V'Lakito. It's a question, what happens if I come home with a new kli and the kli needs tefillah? Am I allowed to ask my shifcha or my misharesas goya to give it to them and then to borrow it from them? Right, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is if you borrow something from a guy, it doesn't require tefillah. Only if you bought something from a guy. So can I give it to my worker as a present? Let's say it's going to be Shabbos. I don't have time to tovel it. Give it as a present, and then I'll borrow it back. So the suffix of the Rashbash is that, is Schir V'Lakito you or not? It could be that Yad Schir V'Lakito, Yad of your worker, is like you. Therefore, it's not going to help if you try to give it to them. That is you. That's he quotes the suffix of this Gemara. Okay. What if the Nigzal says, you know what he stole? He stole my silver kos. Very expensive things. He believed to say that. It was under his jacket. So, Chazini, check it out. Is he a very rich guy? Or is he a very mehemen guy? The people always put silver. He would have expensive stuff in his house? Then yes. Meaning, Bezin has to figure out from the context if the kasa makes sense. That's all nigzal. Next, nechbal, ketzad. This is the Rambam that we quoted a couple of days ago. It's based on this Gemara. When do we say that Nechbal swears where he got a chavala in a place where he couldn't have been chovel himself? Right, Reuven runs after Shimon into the house. Shimon comes out with bite marks, as we'll see, on his shoulder. So he couldn't have done it to himself. So it's got to have been Reuven. I jumped the gun. Shmuel says, when does he take with a shvua in a case where he could have been chovel himself? So therefore there's a safek, and therefore he has to take only with a shvua. But it's in a place where he couldn't have done it to himself, no tashlo b'shvua. Then he takes it without a shvua. The Gemara says, I have a nechesh dilma v'kolchan eschachech. Maybe he ran into a wall. Maybe he ran into a wall. That's how he got wounded. Who says his friend did it? Tani Reb Chiya, also in the Shicha Begabo. No, he has a bite on his back. Running into a wall won't give him bite marks. Who benes ila yadav or on his shoulders. V'dama achar avilei, maybe there's somebody else in there. So deleka achar, no, there's nobody else. The Ritva says, even let's say there's an old man in there or somebody who's sick who can't get out of bed. The Dayan looks at the case, and if there's no other way that he could have gotten this unless this other guy did it to him, then he takes it without a shvua. The only time there's a shvua is if there is a makom of suffik. The Torah also adds an interesting detail. In Simin Tzadik, it's only if there was a machlokes between these two people beforehand. If two people who love each other go into the room, and then they both come out, and Reuven says, Shimon did this to me, then he's not going to be able to be nishma v'notel. It's only with this ktata beforehand. There's circumstantial evidence that it was going to take place. If not, then you don't say that he's able to be notel b'shvua. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.